The bill heard on Thursday was in part a response to a public outcry after images of one license plate were shared widely on social media.
You might recall the license plate that got a lot of media attention, Deportum, that somehow slipped through, was taken back and was withdrawn and whatnot. This is in an effort to help avoid those type of situations.
That's Lehigh Republican Senator Jake Anderegg, a member of the Senate Transportation Committee, speaking in favor of Salt Lake Democratic Representative Luz Escamilla's bill. Escamilla told the committee that her bill would offer clarity to the Utah Division of Motor Vehicles, allowing them to reject plates seen to disparage a member of a protected class.
So age, it's a protected class. So if I'm, you know, in my license plates, I said, okay, boomer, my teenage kids may like that and may want to have a license plate. I think that's offensive. Even though I'm not a boomer, I would just disclose that. World Wide Web. But what I'm saying is that in that case, that's the task they have. But now by giving this definition with more clarity, they will be like, okay, boomer has a connotation of making fun of individuals that are part of that community. That's offensive. You're not going to be able to have your okay, boomer license plate.
Other protected classes in Utah include race, color, national origin, religion, gender, citizenship status, and physical and mental disability. Escamilla's SB 97 cleared the Senate Transportation Committee with a favorable recommendation on a 6-1 vote. It now goes to the full Senate for consideration there. I'm Roger McDonough, KCPW News.